All right, I'm so thankful for each of you that have come this year to the conference.
Yes, Salma, bhayeko yes conference ma aunu hune harek prati ma dhanyabadi chu.
And you left your business.
Tapaile afno kaam byabsay haru chhodnu bhayo.
And you're seeking first the kingdom of God.
Ra tapaiharu le sabhanda pahile parmeshwar ko rajya khojdai hununcha.
And he's promised to bless that.
Ani parmeshwar le tyas kura lai aashish dine pratigya dinu bhayeko cha.
And most of you are first generation Christians.
Tapaiharu madhye adhikansha chai pahilo pustako Christian haru hununcha.
And that is the first fruits to God from this nation.
Ani yes rashtra bata parmeshwar ko nimti aeko pahilo phal haru ho tyo chai.
And God loves you.
Ani parmeshwar tapai haru lai prem garnu huncha.
You are loved of God.
Tapai haru parmeshwar dwara prem gariyeko hununcha.
Bible teaches that very plainly.
Bible le tyo ekdam spashta sath sikayeko
cha. That's what the gospel is all about.
Susamachar ko purai विषय वस्तु नै त्यसैको बारेमा
and you're called of God
अनि तपाईहरु परमेश्वरबाट बोलाइनु भएको छ
and you're called of God for salvation
अनि तपाईहरु मुक्तिका निम्ति परमेश्वरबाट बोलाइनु भएको छ
if you're not saved God is calling you
तपाईले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छैन भने परमेश्वर तपाईहरुलाई बोलाउँदै
हुनुहुन्छ he loves you he is calling you
तब उहाँले तपाईलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ र उहाँले तपाईलाई बोलाउँदै हुनुहुन्छ
when man sinned against God man did not seek God but God seeks man
जब मानिसले पाप गर्यो मानिसले परमेश्वरलाई खोजेन तर परमेश्वरले मानिसलाई खोज्नु भयो
God is calling you and if you're saved he's calling you for his service
परमेश्वरले बोलाउँदै हुनुहुन्छ यदि तपाई मुक्ति पाएको हुनुहुन्छ भने उहाँको सेवाको निम्ति परमेश्वरले बोलाउँदै
हुनुहुन्छ I'm thankful for each of you that are here today
त्यसैले यहाँ आउनु भएको हरेक प्रति म धन्यवादी छु आज
and we're thankful for the orchestra
हामी ओर्केस्ट्राको लागि पनि धन्यवादी छौ
I want a big orchestra.
म एउटा ठूलो ओर्केस्ट्रा चाहन्छु.
And I'm thankful for those that are learning music these days.
अनि यी दिनहरुमा संगीत सिक्दै गर्नु भएकोहरु प्रति म धन्यवादी छु.
God made music.
परमेश्वरले संगीत बनाउनु भयो.
God loves good music.
परमेश्वरले असल संगीतलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
And we love good music.
अनि हामी पनि असल संगीतलाई प्रेम गर्छौं.
And we're learning what good music is.
अनि असल संगीत भनेको के हो हामी सिक्दै छौं.
And even people that come here from the rock and roll churches they say they like our music.
अनि रक एन्ड रोल बजाउने मण्डलीहरुबाट यहाँ आउने मानिसहरुले पनि भन्छन् यहाँको संगीत मन पर्छ.
But they don't like it much because they don't stay.
किनभने धेरै त मन पर्दैन नत्र उनीहरू यहाँ बसिरहने थिए होला.
But I love the music.
तर म संगीत प्रेम गर्दछु.
And if we give our abilities to the Lord and we have a sincere heart then he loves that.
अनि यदि हामीले हाम्रो हृदयहरू हाम्रो गम्भीर हृदयहरू साँचो हृदयहरू प्रभुलाई दिन्छौं हाम्रो योग्यताहरू दिन्छौं भने उहाँलाई त्यो मन पर्छ.
And we're thankful for your good attention to God's word.
अनि परमेश्वरको वचन प्रतिको तपाईको असल ध्यानको लागि पनि धन्यवादी छु.
And giving honor to God during the preaching.
अनि प्रचारहरुको समयमा परमेश्वरलाई आदर दिइरहनु भएको छ.
And not talking and not going in and out but giving your attention to God's word.
यहाँ एकअर्कासँग कुरा गर्नु भएको छैन बाहिर भित्र गर्नु भएको छैन तर ध्यान परमेश्वरलाई परमेश्वरको वचनलाई दिइरहनु हुन्छ.
And we're thankful for the speakers that are keeping time.
अनि समयलाई पालन गर्नुहुने प्रचारकहरूप्रति पनि धन्यवादी छौँ.
Every speaker has kept time so far.
जहाँसम्म भन्यो भने हरेक प्रचारकले समयलाई पालन गर्नुभयो.
But we're going to have a lot of speakers.
तर थुप्रै प्रचारकहरू हुनेछन् यहाँ.
And so I want to remind you about the importance of that.
अनि यसको महत्त्वको विषयमा तपाईहरुलाई पुनर्सम्झना गराउन चाहन्छु.
Why should we keep the time?
हामी किन समयलाई पालन गर्नुपर्छ?
Well, that's good order. The Bible says God is a God of order.
त्यो चाहिँ सुव्यवस्था हो किनभने परमेश्वर चाहिँ सबै कुरा क्रमबद्ध मिलाएको चाहनुहुन्छ.
In 1 Corinthians 14:40 he is the God of order.
पहिलो कोरिन्थी 14:40 ले बताउँदछ उहाँ चाहिँ सुव्यवस्थाको परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
And it is discipline.
अनि यो चाहिँ अनुशासन पनि हो.
We are soldiers in God's army. We need to learn discipline.
हामी परमेश्वरको सेनाको सिपाहीहरू हो. हामीले अनुशासन सिक्नै पर्छ.
And if a soldier is assigned to come at a certain time, well, he must come at a certain time.
यदि कुनै सिपाही चाहिँ कुनै निश्चित समयमा बोलाइएको छ भने ऊ त्यो निश्चित समयमा आउनै पर्छ.
And the army teaches many good things about Christian living.
अनि आर्मीहरूले पनि क्रिस्टिय जीवन जिउने बारेमा धेरै असल कुराहरू सिकाउँछन्.
But it's also obedience to authority.
तर यो चाहिँ अधिकारीहरूको अधीनतामा बस्ने पनि कुरा हो.
Whenever I go to preach somewhere, I ask the pastor, when do you want me to stop?
म जुनसुकै ठाउँमा गएर प्रचार गरे पनि म पास्टरहरूलाई सोध्ने गर्छु मैले कुन बेला रोकेको तपाईँ चाहनुहुन्छ.
And when I preach to Pastor Solomon's church, I say, when do you want me to stop?
अनि जब म पास्टर सोलेमन चर्च उहाँको चर्चमा जान्छु म उहाँलाई सोध्ने गर्छु कुन बेला म रोकिउँ.
अनि
उहाँले भन्नुभयो भने ब्रदर क्लाउड यो समयमा चाहिँ रोकौँ भन्नुभयो भने म त्यो समयमा रोक्ने गर्छु.
And if they say we don't care then I will just keep preaching.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो खास हामीलाई मतलब छैन भन्नुभयो भने म प्रचार गरेको गरे गर्छु.
Sometimes they say that. But it's a submission to authority. And it's honesty. Because you promised to stop then, you must keep your word. And it is also love for your neighbor. Because if you preach longer, your neighbor will have to preach shorter. And so this is important. We thank the Lord for these conferences.
There
are time to come out from the world. Time to leave our business aside. Time to focus 100% on God and His business. Time to get a vision. Lift up our eyes and see the great needs. Care about the souls of people. Stop living for ourselves. Stop making our own plans. It's time to get a vision for God's work. And these conferences are time for sanctification. Spiritual growth. Have you gone? Where are you in your Christian life? It's time to grow. It's time to go higher. Be more fruitful. Have more victory. Get some more wisdom. Time for sanctification. Time to get some zeal. I remember one man came to a conference in Palo and he said that he was fired up. Fired up, and that's what Paul said to Timothy. Stir up the gift that is in you. Fire it up. Fire it up. Don't let it get cold. Zeal and surrender. It's time for surrender. And to say, here I am, Lord, what do you want me to do? These are very important conferences. If you turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3. First Timothy 3 verses 14 through 16.
पहिलो तिमोथी 3 14 देखि 16 का पदहरु.
First Timothy 3 14 through 16.
पहिलो तिमोथी 3 को 14 देखि 16.
These things write I unto you, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
So the Hisura, Timikaha Tane only Asha Rakne, Ma Ikuraharu Timila Legasu, Tarama Dilo Bahebane, Parmesurko Karma, the Zivit Parmesurko Mandaliho, Satyako Kambura Zogho, Kosari Tolno Parsa, So Timilizana, Ani Yesma Bibatina, Bhaktiko Rahasya Mahansa, Parmesur, Sharirma Prakatunabayo, Atmama Dharmitarinabayo, Surgadut Harudara Dekinabayo. अन्य जातिहरूका प्रचारिनु भयो संसारमा विश्वास गरिनु भयो महिमामा माथि लगिनु भयो.
I want to preach on the church.
म यो मण्डलीको विषयमा प्रचार गर्न चाहन्छु.
I want to preach exactly what this verse says about the church.
अनि यो पदहरूले चाहिँ मण्डलीको बारेमा के भन्छ ठीक त्यही प्रचार गर्न चाहन्छु.
Let's pray.
प्रार्थना गरौं. पिता तपाईं तर्फ हेर्दछौं प्रभु यो खण्डहरू बुझ्नलाई हामीलाई सहायता गर्दिनुहोस्. हाम्रो खाँचोहरू पूरा गरिदिनुहोस् पिता आत्मिक खाँचोहरू हाम्रो हृदय तपाईँतर्फ फर्किएका हुन् हाम्रो आत्मिक कानहरू खोलिदिनुहोस् तपाईँको वचनले काम गर्नुहोस् प्रभु हृदयमा प्रार्थना गर्छौँ प्रभु येशूको नाममा.
This is what God taught me in 1980. He taught me the importance of the church.
He was
teaching me the importance of the church.
And I did
a big study about the church, personal study.
And
God showed me what is the church and how important is the church.
And I knew at
that time that that's what Nepal needs more than anything.
अनि त्यस समयमा मैले जानेको थिएँ कि कुनै पनि कुरा भन्दा बढी नेपाललाई त्यो कुरा चाहिएको छ।
We need gospel preaching.
हामीलाई सुसमाचार प्रचारहरु
चाहिएको छ। Cannot be saved if you don't hear the gospel.
सुसमाचार नै सुनेन भने मुक्ति पाउन सक्दैन।
But it's not enough.
तर यो पर्याप्त छैन।
And we need prayer meetings.
हामीलाई प्रार्थना सभाहरु चाहिएको छ।
We must pray.
हामीले प्रार्थना गर्नै
पर्छ। Nothing's done without prayer.
प्रार्थना बाहेक अरु कुनै पनि कुरा गर्न सकिन्न।
And we need Bible teaching.
हामीलाई बाइबलको शिक्षाहरु
चाहिएको छ। I love Bible teaching.
अनि म बाइबल शिक्षालाई प्रेम गर्दछु।
But it's not enough.
तर यति मात्र पनि पर्याप्त छैन।
One group came from Nepal, Switzerland in those days.
ती दिनहरुमा स्विट्जरल्याण्डबाट एउटा समूह आएको थियो।
They came here to help Nepal, evangelize Nepal.
उनीहरू चाहिँ यहाँ नेपाललाई सहायता गर्न र सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्न आएका थिए।
They came in trucks. They drove from Switzerland.
उनीहरू स्विट्जरल्याण्डबाट ट्रक गुडाएर यहाँ आएका थिए।
And they came here and they bought literature.
अनि यहाँ आए अनि यहाँको पढ्ने कुराहरू किने उनीहरूले।
And they bought Bibles from the Bible Society.
अनि उनीहरूले बाइबल सोसाइटीबाट बाइबलहरू किने।
They were called Lokpriya.
उनीहरू चाहिँ लोकप्रिय भनिएका थिए।
They were a new Bible at that time in Nepal.
त्यो बेला चाहिँ नेपालमा नयाँ बाइबलहरू थिए त्यो समयमा।
And they were going to distribute those to as many people as possible.
अनि त्यो उनीहरूले सकेसम्म थुप्रै मानिसहरूलाई बाँड्ने वाला थिए।
About 1980.
यो चाहिँ
1981. I don't know. Something like that.
81 त्यही सालतिर
कुरा। And we were here and we met them.
अनि हामीहरू यहाँ थियौ अनि हामीले उनीहरूलाई भेट्यौ।
And God had shown me that that's not enough.
अनि परमेश्वरले मलाई देखाउनु भयो त्यो पर्याप्त छैन
भनेर।
हामीले यहाँ असल मण्डलीहरू सुरु गर्नु परेको छ।
And this is one of the passages God used to show me that.
अनि परमेश्वरले यही खण्ड प्रयोग गरेर मलाई त्यो कुरा देखाउनु भयो।
And so what is the church?
त्यसैले मण्डली के हो?
Well, it's the house of God. It's the church of the living God.
यो परमेश्वरको घर हो, यो चाहिँ जीवित परमेश्वरको मण्डली हो।
That's what your verse says, right?
तपाईको पदले त्यही भन्छ।
It is the house of God.
यो परमेश्वरको घर हो।
It is the house of God.
यो परमेश्वरको घर हो।
The house of God.
परमेश्वरको घर।
Well, that's really, really big stuff.
अब यो चाहिँ वास्तवमा निकै ठूलो
हो। God's house.
यो परमेश्वरको घर हो।
The Bible doesn't say that about government.
परमेश्वरले राज्य सरकारको बारेमा त्यो बताउँदैन।
Bible doesn't say that about anything but the church.
Bible le aru kunai pani kura ko haina tara mandali ko barema
bata. In the Old Testament, God's house was the temple.
Purano niyam ma mandir chai parmeshwar ko bhavan thiyo.
But not today. The house of God is the church.
Tara aaja haina, aaja ta parmeshwar ko ghar ta mandali ho.
The church of the living God.
Jeevit parmeshwar ko mandali.
So God repeats that.
त्यसैले यो परमेश्वरले दोहोर्याउँदै
हुनुहुन्छ। It's the house of God, it's the church of the living God.
यो परमेश्वरको घर हो, यो जीवित परमेश्वरको मण्डली हो।
He's the true and living God.
उहाँ चाहिँ सत्य र जिउँदो परमेश्वर।
There are many false gods in this world.
यो संसारमा थुप्रै झुटा ईश्वरहरू छन्।
But there's only one living God.
तर जीवित परमेश्वर एकजना मात्र हुन्छ।
Living God, the creator of all things.
जीवित परमेश्वर सारा कुराको सृष्टिकर्ता।
He is alive.
उहाँ जिउँदो हुनुहुन्छ।
He is the source of all life.
हरेक जीवनको स्रोत उहाँ
हुनुहुन्छ। Nothing lives apart from the living God.
कुनै पनि कुरा जिउँदो परमेश्वरबाट बाहेक रहेर जिउन सक्दैन।
And the church is the possession of that God.
अनि मण्डली चाहिँ त्यही परमेश्वरको सम्पत्ति हो।
The living God, the God that has no beginning, has no end.
जीवित परमेश्वर, ती परमेश्वर जसको कुनै सुरु छैन, कुनै अन्त छैन।
Eternal God.
अनन्त परमेश्वर।
The omnipotent God.
सर्वज्ञ सर्वभौम परमेश्वर।
The omniscient God.
सर्वज्ञानी परमेश्वर।
And he knows all those words in Nepali. The unchanging God.
अनि अपरिवर्तनीय परमेश्वर।
The living God, that God that is perfectly trustworthy.
जीवित परमेश्वर जो सिद्ध रूपमा भरोसा योग्य हुनुहुन्छ।
And in the context, what church is this?
अनि सन्दर्भमा हेर्ने हो भने चाहिँ कुन मण्डली हो यो?
Is it the church of all the believers?
यो सबै विश्वासीहरूको मण्डली हो?
It is not.
होइन।
Right here in the context, what is the context? How do we understand the Bible? Context.
यहाँ सन्दर्भमा छ। बाइबल कसरी बुझ्दछौ? सन्दर्भद्वारा।
Context. What is the context?
सन्दर्भ के सन्दर्भ छ?
Pastors and deacons.
पास्टर र डिकनहरू।
Pastors and deacons. So what church? This kind of church.
कस्तो खालको चर्च यस्तो खालको पास्टर डिकनको चर्च.
That New Testament church that we see that Paul and Barnabas planted.
नयाँ नियम मण्डली जुन हामी यहाँ देख्दछौँ जसलाई पावल र बर्नबासले स्थापना गरेका
थिए. Like at Antioch.
Antioch जस्तै.
Like at Ephesus.
Ephesus जस्तै.
And that local church.
अनि त्यो स्थानीय मण्डली.
That is the house of God.
त्यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको घर हो.
So we see the importance of the church.
त्यसैले हामी यहाँ मण्डलीको महत्व देख्दछौँ.
It is the center of God's business on the earth today.
आज परमेश्वरको जुन काम छ यो संसारमा यसको केन्द्र यही हो.
It is the headquarters of God's great business today.
परमेश्वरको यो महान कामको मुख्य केन्द्र अफिस नै यही हो.
Therefore what?
त्यसैले के?
If I am a believer, this should be the center of my life.
यदि म विश्वासी हुने मेरो जीवनको केन्द्र पनि यही हुनुपर्छ.
If I am God's and I'm a part of God's family and this is God's house, then this is my house.
यदि म परमेश्वरको हुँ परमेश्वरको परिवारको हुँ र यो घरको हुँ भने यो मेरो काम हो.
How can I say I love God? I honor God, but I don't care about his house.
म कसरी भन्न सक्छु कि म प्रभुलाई प्रेम गर्छु उहाँलाई आदर गर्छु तर उहाँको काम म गर्दिन?
That would be very strange.
यो अलि फरक कुरा हुनेछ.
That's not possible.
यो सम्भव नै
छैन. That is a lie.
यो झूट हो.
I love God, I honor God, but I don't care about his house.
म परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्छु आदर गर्छु तर उहाँको म वास्तव घरको
वास्तव. No, that is not true. If I love God and honor God, I will love his house.
घरको वास्तव गर्दिन त्यो झूट हो. यदि म परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्छु भने उहाँको घरलाई म प्रेम गर्छु.
People I love, I like to go to their house.
ती मानिसहरू जसलाई म प्रेम गर्छु उनीहरूको घरहरू जान रुचाउँछु.
There are places all over the world where I can go and I can feel just like I'm perfectly at home.
म संसारमा यति थुप्रै ठाउँहरू छन् जहाँ म जान सक्छु र घरमा भएको जस्तै अनुभव
गर्छु. I have friends like that, people that love me and I love them.
त्यस्ता साथीहरू छन् जसले मलाई प्रेम गर्छन् जसलाई म प्रेम गर्छु.
I can go and open their refrigerator and get something if I like it. I am at home.
म गए भने उनीहरूको घर फ्रिज खोलेर जे खान मन लाग्छ निकाल्न सक्छु म घरमा जस्तै छु.
If I love someone, I love their house.
म यदि कसैलाई प्रेम गर्छु भने उसको घरलाई प्रेम गर्छु.
If you love God, you love his house.
यदि तपाईं परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ
भने you want to be there, you want to be around there.
उहाँको घरलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ त्यहाँ हुन चाहनुहुन्छ.
Talking about a household, it's talking about a family.
यहाँ घर एउटा परिवारको कुरा गर्दैछ.
It's the place where God's people are loved.
यो त्यो ठाउँ हो जहाँ परमेश्वरका जनहरू प्रेम गरिन्छ.
Where they're protected.
जहाँ उनीहरूलाई सुरक्षा दिइन्छ.
Where they're educated.
जहाँ उनीहरूलाई शिक्षा दिइन्छ.
Where they're developed, built up.
जहाँ उनीहरूलाई वृद्धि उनीहरूलाई विकास
गरिन्छ. Where they're disciplined.
जहाँ उनीहरूलाई अनुशासन
गरिन्छ. Where do you put a child?
तपाईको नानीलाई कहाँ राख्नुहुन्छ?
In the home.
घरमा.
Where the mom and dad that love them.
जहाँ बुवा आमा छन् जसले प्रेम गर्छन् आफ्नो नानीलाई.
Many times we don't have that kind of house in this world.
यो संसारमा कति पटक त्यस्तो घर हामीसँग हुँदैन.
Many of you don't even have that kind of house.
तपाईहरुमध्ये कति जनाको त्यस्तो घर नै छैन.
But the church should be that house of God.
तर मण्डली परमेश्वरको त्यस्तो घर हुनुपर्छ.
And it's a place where we're learning God's business and God's ways.
यो ठाउँ यो त्यही ठाउँ जहाँ हामी परमेश्वरको तरिकाहरु उहाँको कामहरु सिक्दै छौं.
The church is the house of God.
मण्डली परमेश्वरको घर.
Church of the living God.
पर जीवित परमेश्वरको मण्डली.
He is alive.
उहाँ जिउँदो हुनुहुन्छ.
The more we understand that and the more we learn about that, the more powerful that is in our daily lives.
जति यो बारेमा बुझ्दछु जति यो बारेमा सिक्दछु त्यति नै मेरो दिनहुँको जीवनमा यो सामर्थ्य हुँदछ.
Where can we learn that? The church.
त्यो कहाँ सिक्न सक्छौ? मण्डलीमा.
We see something else about the church.
हामी मण्डलीको बारेमा अर्को कुरा पनि यहाँ देख्दछौ.
It is the ground of truth.
यो सत्यको खाँबो हो.
The pillar and the ground of truth.
सत्यको खाँबो र जग.
Verse 15, the pillar and ground of the truth.
15 पद सत्यको खाँबो र जग.
But we're going to start with the ground.
तर हामी यहाँ जगबाट सुरु गर्नुपर्छ.
Yes, the foundation, the ground. Because you have to have ground before you can have a pillar.
त्यसैले जग हुनुपर्छ. त्यहाँ खाँबो हुनुभन्दा पहिला जग हुनुपर्छ.
Ground is foundation.
जग भनेको चाहिँ त्यहाँ जग नै हो.
Yeah, we have to have a good strong foundation.
हो हामीलाई एउटा बलियो र असल जग चाहिएको छ.
Truth.
सत्यता.
Foundation's truth, the pillar ground of truth.
सत्यताको खाँबो र जग सत्यता.
Truth is the foundation, truth is the pillar, truth is what the church is all about.
सत्यताको खाँबो सत्यको जग मण्डली भनेकै सत्यताको विषयमा हो.
Truth, what is truth?
सत्य के हो?
God's word.
परमेश्वरको वचन हो.
We know where the truth is.
हामी जान्दछौं सत्यता कहाँ छ.
There is some truth everywhere in the world.
संसारमा हरेक ठाउँमा केही न केही सत्यताहरू छन्.
There's truth in creation.
सृष्टिमा सत्यता
छ. We can learn many things about God, about truth in creation.
अनि सृष्टिद्वारा पनि परमेश्वरको बारेमा सत्यताको बारेमा केही जान्न सक्छौ
and but the pure truth and the pure revelation of God is in the Bible itself
तर विशुद्ध सत्यता चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचन हो जुन उहाँको प्रकाश
हो pure truth Jesus said thy word is truth John 17:17 thy word is truth
विशुद्ध सत्यता येशूले भन्नुभयो न 17 को 17 मा तपाईको वचन सत्य छ तपाईको वचन सत्य छ
and the church is the ground of the truth
अनि मण्डली चाहिँ सत्यको जग हो
church is the ground of truth
मण्डली सत्यको
जग I love truth
मलाई सत्य मन पर्छ
I really love truth
म साच्चै सत्यलाई प्रेम गर्छु
I don't know what I was doing before I was saved
मुक्ति पाउनु भन्दा अगाडि म के गरिरहेको थिएँ मलाई थाहा थिएन
I was wandering around America
म खालि अमेरिकाको वरिपरि भड्किरहेको
थिएँ I was traveling and I was reading and I was thinking about many things
ma yatra garireko thie padhi raheko thie thuprai kura ko barema
vichar garireko thie hinduism
malai hinduism hindu
bhagma parthyo and I looked at christian science
ani christian bigyan man parthyo
and I looked at various things
ani maile bibhinna kura haru tarfa herda thie
and I don't really know what I was doing
tara khas ma ke garireko chu bhane ma sachai jandaina
nobody does when they're lost
haraeka manisharu koile pani jandaina
you're in darkness
tapai andhakar ma hununcha
you're dead spiritually
tapai atmik rupma mareko hununcha
you don't really know what you're doing
tapai ke gardai hununcha tapai lai sachai thaha chaina
but I know that when I found truth when I found out that the Bible is indeed the word of God and I believe that I have loved that ever since
जब मैले थाहा पाएँ कि बाइबल नै साँच्चै सत्यता हो अनि यसलाई मैले प्रेम गर्न थालेँ अनि यसरी म जिउन थालेँ
the fact that this is pure truth excites me
यो नै विशुद्ध सत्यता हो भन्ने तथ्यले मलाई उत्साहित बनाउँछ
it is wonderful to me
यो मेरो लागि सुन्दर रुदेको
I can open this book anywhere I can study it in a right way and I will never be led astray
म कुनै पनि बेला यो खोल्न सक्छु जहाँबाट पनि पढ्न सक्छु र म कहिले पनि भड्काइने छैन
यसमा Everything in this book is truth
यो पुस्तकमा भएको हरेक कुराहरू सत्य हुन्
It teaches me what is truth about God
यसले परमेश्वरको बारेमा सत्यता के हो मलाई सिकाउँदछ
What is truth about man
मानिसको बारेमा सत्यता
के हो Who am I what am I doing
म को हुँ म के गर्दै छु
What is my life all about
मेरो जीवन के को बारेमा हो
Where did I come from where am I going
म कहाँबाट आउँदै छु म कहाँ जाँदै छु
Truth I want truth I love truth
सत्यता म सत्यता चाहन्छु र सत्यतालाई प्रेम गर्छु
This book is truth
यो पुस्तक सत्य हो
Therefore this is the foundation of the church
यसले यो मण्डलीको जग हो
The Bible
Bible
The church is a pillar and ground of the truth.
मण्डली सत्यको खाँबो र जग हो.
Not some Christian organization outside of the church.
मण्डली भन्दा बाहिरको कुनै ख्रीष्टिय संघ संस्था होइन.
Christian organizations outside of the church they do many things.
मण्डली भन्दा बाहिरको ख्रीष्टिय संस्थाहरू उनीहरूले धेरै कामहरू गर्छन्.
And they even do some good things.
उनीहरूले केही राम्रो कामहरू पनि गर्छन्.
But that's not the pillar of the truth.
तर त्यो नै सत्यताको
It's not the ground of the truth.
त्यो सत्यताको जग होइन.
Our university, Christian university outside of the church, it's not the pillar and ground of the truth.
अथवा मण्डली भन्दा बाहिर रहेको कुनै ख्रीष्टिय विश्वविद्यालय यो सत्यताको खाँबो र जग होइन.
The Bible speaks this only about the church.
बाइबलले यो कुरा चाहिँ केवल मण्डलीको बारेमा मात्र बताउँदछ.
The church is all about truth.
मण्डली चाहिँ सबै नै सत्यको विषयमा.
What a dark world we live in.
हामी कुन चाहिँ संसारमा जिइरहेका
छौं. It's not truth out there.
बाहिर कुनै सत्यता छैन.
A world of people like blind men stumbling along.
संसारका मानिसहरू अन्ध मानिसहरू चाहिँ ठेस खाइरहेका छन्.
They need truth.
उनीहरूलाई सत्यता चाहिन्छ.
Where are they going to find truth?
उनीहरूले सत्यता कहाँ भेट्ने?
It must be the church.
यो चाहिँ चर्च नै हो.
And if the churches are not all about truth, then where are the people going to find truth?
यदि मण्डली नै पूरी सत्यतामा छैन भने मानिसहरूले सत्यता कहाँ भेट्ने छन्?
The church must know the truth.
मण्डलीले सत्यता जान्नै पर्छ.
The church must know the truth.
मण्डलीले सत्यता जान्नै पर्छ.
Here is the truth.
सत्य यहाँ छ.
In this holy book
यो पवित्र पुस्तकमा छ
but we must know it
तर हामीले यो जान्नु पर्छ
we must learn it we must understand it
हामीले यो सिक्नु पर्छ यसलाई बुझ्नु पर्छ
we can't be the ground of the truth or the pillar of the truth unless we know the truth
हामीले सत्यता नै जानेनौ भने हामी आफै सत्यको खाँबो र जग हुन सक्दैनौ
the church doesn't just have a bible college
खाली मण्डलीको एउटा बाइबल कलेज मात्र भएर हुँदैन.
The church must be a Bible college.
तर मण्डली आफै नै बाइबल कलेज हुनुपर्छ.
Because all of God's people need to know the truth.
किनभने सबै परमेश्वरका जनहरूले सत्य जान्नुपर्छ.
And that is our objective, that is our goal, that all of God's people will know the truth to the best of their ability.
त्यसैले हाम्रो उद्देश्य नै थियो कि हरेक मानिसले उनीहरूले सकेसम्मको सत्यता जान्न सकुन्.
Our church is a Bible college.
हाम्रो मण्डली नै बाइबल कलेज हो.
The whole church.
पुरै मण्डली.
Everything about the church.
मण्डलीको बारेमा
हरेक कुरा. We're truth teachers.
यो चाहिँ हामी सत्यता प्रचारकहरू.
Build up God's people in the truth to make them understand the Bible for themselves.
बाइबल आफैले सिक्न सक्ने गरी पवित्र जनलाई बढाउनु, सिकाउनु.
That's you preachers, that's your job.
अनि प्रचारकहरु तपाईको काम थियो.
Preach the word, but in such a way that the people are built up and they will understand the Bible for themselves.
परमेश्वरको वचन प्रचार गर्नु तर यस उद्देश्यले कि उनीहरू आफैले परमेश्वरको वचन बुझ्न सकुन्.
Know the truth. We must know the truth.
त्यसैले सत्यता जान्नु, हामीले सत्यता जान्नै पर्छ.
We must know it better and better.
हामीले यो झन् अझै स्पष्ट साथ
जान्नु पर्छ. I have been studying the Bible for 45 years.
मैले 45 वर्षदेखि बाइबल पढ्दैछु.
Studying it a lot.
यसलाई अति धेरै पढ्दैछु.
I feel many times like a baby in understanding.
कति पटक यो बुझ्ने कुरामा म आफू बच्चा जस्तो लाग्छ.
Truly, I often feel like a baby.
साँच्चै भन्ने हो नि म कति पटक एउटा बालक झैँ महसुस गर्छु.
This is an infinite book.
यो असीमित पुस्तक हो.
It is an infinite book. It's about an infinite God.
यो असीमित परमेश्वरको बारेमा असीमित पुस्तक हो.
This verse we're preaching from today.
यो पदबाट यति पदबाट प्रचार गर्दैछु.
I've studied it and studied it.
यसलाई मैले अध्ययन गरेको गरेछु.
And yet I feel like a baby about every word in this verse.
तर त्यही पनि यो पदमा भएको हरेक शब्दहरूको विषयमा म एउटा बालक झैँ महसुस गर्दछु.
Take those two words, living God.
त्यो दुईटा शब्द लिनुहोस्, जिउँदो परमेश्वर.
Or either one of those words.
अथवा एउटा शब्द त्यो दुईटा मध्ये.
What does it mean, living God?
यसको अर्थ के हो, जिउँदो परमेश्वर?
Well, we barely understand.
हामीले थोरै मात्रै बुझ्छौँ.
So we need to grow in knowledge.
त्यसैले ज्ञानमा हामी बढ्नु
पर्छ. And that's exciting.
अनि यो उत्सुकपूर्ण कुरा हो.
And you can grow. So we need churches that are Bible teaching institutions.
त्यसैले हामीलाई यस्तो मण्डली चाहिएको जो चाहिँ बाइबल सिकाउने एउटा ठाउँ होस्.
And that's the kind of members we want. We want members that are ready to grow.
अनि त्यस्तो सदस्यहरू चाहन्छौँ, त्यस्तो सदस्यहरू जो बढ्न तयार छन्.
Members that are ready to learn.
त्यस्तो सदस्यहरू जो सिक्न तयार छन्.
I'm glad God has given us so many young people.
म खुसी छु परमेश्वरले हामीलाई धेरै जवान भाइहरू बहिनी दिनुभएको छ.
If you're younger than 30, will you please stand up?
यदि तपाईँ 30 भन्दा कम हुनुहुन्छ, जवान हुनुहुन्छ भने उभिनुहोस् कृपया.
Younger than 30.
30 वर्ष भन्दा मुनिको जवानहरु.
The rest of you can't stand up. You're too old.
अरु तपाई उठ्न सक्नुहुन्न, धेरै वृद्ध हुनुहुन्छ तपाईहरु.
That's a lot. That's a high percentage of this church and the Pauling church is just young people.
यसैले यो निकै धेरै ठूलो मात्रामा प्रतिशतमा छ.
If you're married, sit down.
तपाईहरु विवाहित हुनुहुन्छ भने चाहिँ बस्नुस्.
If you're married, sit down.
विवाहित हुनुहुन्छ भने बस्नुस्.
All right, we're going to arrange the marriages right now.
Okay. विवाह हामी आयोजना गर्दैछौं अहिले.
This is a good enough time.
यो राम्रो समय हो.
Sit down, sit down.
ल बस्नुस्, सबैजना बस्नुस्.
I'm going to put all the names in a big box.
सबै नामहरू एउटा ठूलो बक्सामा राख्नेछु म.
No, I'm not.
त्यो गर्ने छैन वास्तवमा.
Ground of the truth.
सत्यको जग.
That's what we want to be.
हामी यो हुन चाहन्छौं.
To help this needy nation.
यो अति खाँचोमा रहेको राष्ट्रलाई सहायता
गर्न. Many nations. God has brought many kinds, different kinds of people here to us.
अनि परमेश्वरले यहाँ विभिन्न खालका मानिसहरू यहाँ दिनुभएको छ.
Here we have Chinese here and we have Sri Lankans here and we have different kinds of people.
यहाँ हाम्रो माझमा चाइनिजहरू हुनुहुन्छ, श्रीलङ्कन हुनुहुन्छ अनि विभिन्न खालका
Korean people here.
कोरियनहरू हुनुहुन्छ.
And Russian people here, more like Georgian.
रसियन, जर्जियन जस्तै देखिने.
Lots of different people.
धेरै फरक मानिसहरू.
Sri Lankan
manisaru.
I'm not going to say anything about Sri Lanka. Okay, so truth.
त्यसैले सत्यता.
Church must know the truth.
मण्डलीले सत्य जान्नै पर्छ.
The church must defend the truth.
मण्डलीले सत्यको प्रतिरक्षा गर्नुपर्छ.
Defend the truth.
सत्यको प्रतिरक्षा गर्नु.
The ground of it, we've got to protect it, we've got to keep it.
यहाँ जग छ तर यसलाई सुरक्षा गर्नु परेको छ.
Jude 3, earnestly contending for the faith once delivered to the saints.
Yehuda 3, ma bhaneko cha, pavitra janalai sumpieko tyas bishwasko lagi yatnapurvak sangharsha.
This is a world full of enemies of the truth.
Yo sansar chai shatruharuko shatruharule bhariyeko cha, satyatako shatruharule.
They hate the truth, they want to destroy the truth.
Uniharu satyalai ghrina garchan, satyalai nash garna chahanchan.
They want to corrupt the truth.
Uniharu satyalai bhrashta parna
chahanchan. Many enemies. Many of them call themselves Christians. Church is like a castle that's being attacked from every direction. In the Middle Ages, they had these castles where the powerful men would live. In
Europe.
And they had knights as their soldiers.
And
they were strong and they were well trained and they were courageous men.
And
I like to read stories about them. It gives me courage. It gives me many lessons. And if the enemy would come one way, then the knights would go there and they would protect the castle.
अनि यदि कुनै एउटा कुनाबाट शत्रुहरू आयो भने ती नाइट्सहरू जानेछन् जाने थिए र त्यो दरबारलाई रक्षा
गर्ने थिए. They would shoot at the enemy with their powerful bows.
त्यो धनुहरू प्रयोग गरेर सामर्थ्य धनुहरू प्रयोग गरेर शत्रुहरूलाई उनीहरूले आक्रमण गर्थे.
And they would, if the enemy came close, they would fight them with their swords.
शत्रुहरू अझै नजिक आयो भने तरबारले युद्ध गर्थे.
Well, the church is like a castle.
And
the enemies are really everywhere. We cannot sleep. We have the truth. It's our business. We have to keep this truth. That's a big job. That's a full-time job. And that's the leader's business. And that is every believer's business. Jude 3 is not addressed to leaders. Jude 3 is addressed to all of God's people. Fight for the truth. Don't just, if somebody's speaking a lie against the truth, don't just listen. I remember a man came into the church a few months ago. It was a Saturday.
Yo shanibar ko din thiyo.
Was he teaching? Charismatic, wasn't it? And he came from some charismatic church. And there were some men there after the service. And he's over there teaching his false heresies. And some of our men were just sitting there. Don't sit there and listen to heresy. Take a stand against him. And if he won't shut up, we'll throw him out. Literally, we'll pick him up and throw him out. We have to defend the truth. We have to be careful. We have to protect the truth. So we have to know the truth really well. So we can know what is the false thing and what is the true thing. Not just the leaders. Not just the men. Every one of our members as much as possible. Some of you don't have a good education. And that is your situation. But you can learn. You can learn something. And you can grow. And so if you have that heart and you're ready, you can do something. But if you just sit there and say, well, I'm not very educated, so I won't listen very carefully, I won't write anything down. And if I won't do any journal because I'm not a very good student. Or Saturday journal. Memory verse journal. Okay, maybe you're not very educated. That's your background. But now you're God's people. And you have something very interesting to learn. And so now you can learn something. And many of you are getting a better education. And you have a great opportunity. You have a great opportunity because you have the tools to study God's Word. We've got to defend the truth. This is the church's first business. Pillar and ground of the truth. And first of all, to ground. If the foundation's weak, then the building will fall. They're building a house near us, near our house.
And
they dug deep hole. Deep, to build the foundation. Forgot you translated everything. So, you got to dig down and get that strong foundation. And then when another earthquake comes, that building will not fall. Strong foundation. That's what we're wanting to build. We're the ground of the truth. But also, this verse says we are the pillar of the truth.
तर अर्को पनि यो पदले बताउँछ हामी सत्यको खाँबो पनि हौ.
Pillars.
खाँबो.
Well, there's many kind of pillars. In Paul's day, the Romans built great pillars.
अब विभिन्न खालका खाँबोहरू हुन्छन् तर पाउलको समयमा रोमीहरूले पनि खाँबोहरू बनाउने गर्थे.
One in Paul's day, near Paul's day, was called the Trajan's pillar.
पाउलको समयमा एक प्रकारको खाँबो थियो जसलाई चाहिँ Trajan's खाँबो भनिन्थ्यो.
A little after his time. Trajan's. It's still standing in Rome. It's 11 stories high.
It's a
big pillar. And it was to celebrate the emperor's victory over his enemies. He fought against the Dacians. And he conquered the Dacians. And so who built the pillar? Trajan.
Trajan.
When you lose, you don't build pillars. And it's about his great victory. It's boasting. And it's pictures. It's a most amazing thing. It's pictures from 2,000 years ago. And all the way around it, all the way to the top, there's these pictures of the fighting and the Roman soldiers and all of the different things about that war.
अनि त्यो युद्धको बारेमा हरेक कुरा देखाउँदै रोमी सिपाहीले युद्ध लडेको कुरा देखाउँदै तलदेखि माथिसम्म वरिपरि सबै चित्रहरूले भरिएको छ.
And at the top, what was at the top?
अनि टुप्पोमा के थियो त्यहाँ टुप्पोमा?
Trajan.
Trajan थियो.
Well, we're the pillar of the truth. What was that all about? Education?
हामी चाहिँ सत्यको खाँबो हौ. अब त्यसले के गर्छ एउटा शिक्षाले?
He wanted the people to know about that, learn about that. And there are actually high buildings on each side so people could go up to the different levels and look at it. Education. He wanted the people to know this. And exaltation of himself. Trajan. Well, the church is the pillar of truth. Lift up the truth before the people. So they can see it. They can't see it in here when we're meeting together. Just a few people can come and visit. There's millions of people out there though. We've got to have a pillar to hold up the truth. Hold it up so everyone can see it. And that's the preaching of the truth. And at the top of our pillar we don't have Trajan.
हाम्रो खाँबोको टुप्पोमा ट्रेजरलाई राख्दैनौँ हामी.
No, we have Jesus.
No, होइन त्यहाँ त यीशुलाई राख्छ.
He's the one we lift up.
उहाँ हुनुहुन्छ जसलाई हामी उचाल्छौँ.
That the people might see him.
ताकि मानिसहरूले उहाँलाई देख्न सकुन्
भनेर. That's a glorious pillar.
त्यो चाहिँ महिमित खाँबो.
That's our business.
हाम्रो काम त्यही हो.
Who else is going to do it?
अब यो कसले गर्छ होला र?
Will the government preach the gospel?
के सरकारले सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्छ?
No, only the church. The true church.
केवल मण्डलीले, साँचो मण्डलीले.
That's our special business.
त्यो हाम्रो विशेष काम हो.
That's wonderful.
यो उदयको कुरा
हो. That God would give us such privilege.
कि परमेश्वरले हामीलाई यस्तो विशेष अधिकार दिनुभएको छ.
That we can preach the truth in this world.
ताकि हामी यस संसारमा सत्य प्रचार गर्न सक्छौं.
Jesus said, "Preach the gospel to every creature."
येशूले भन्नुभयो, हरेक प्राणीले सुसमाचार प्रचार
गर्न. Mark 16:15.
मर्कुस 16:15.
Every creature.
हरेक प्राणी.
Jesus, the Bible says you're ambassadors for Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20.
बाइबलले बताउँछ कि हामीहरू ख्रीष्टका राजदूतहरू हौ, 2 Corinthians 5:20.
Philippians 2:15, holding forth the word of life, holding it forth.
फिलिपी 2:15 बताउँछ, जीवनको वचनलाई पक्रदै.
2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word.
2 Timothy 4:2, वचन प्रचार गर.
And Jesus said, "You shall be witnesses unto me." Acts 1:8.
अनि येशूले भन्नुभयो, प्रेरित 1:8 तिमीहरू मेरा निम्ति साक्षीहरू हुनेछौ.
We're God's pillar.
हामी परमेश्वरका खाम्बोहरू हौ.
What a special work.
कति विशेष काम.
And he calls all of his people to this work.
अनि परमेश्वरले वहाँका हरेक जनलाई यस कामको निम्ति बोलाउनुहुन्छ.
If you're saved, this is your business.
यदि तपाई मुक्ति पाउनु भएको व्यक्ति हो भने तपाईको काम यो हो.
It's not, "Oh, I have to do that."
यो चाहिँ मेरो अरु काम छ होइन.
No, I can do that.
होइन, यो मैले गर्न सक्छु.
What a great thing.
कति महान काम.
That God would call me.
कि परमेश्वरले मलाई बोलाउनु भएको छ.
I'm nothing.
म केही पनि होइन.
I was not seeking God.
म परमेश्वरको खोजी गरिरहेको थिइन.
God sought me.
परमेश्वरले मलाई खोज्नु भयो.
And he saved me.
उहाँले मलाई बचाउनु भयो.
And he gave me this amazing work.
अनि उहाँले मलाई यो अचम्मको काम
दिनुभयो. Why should I want to do anything else?
किन म अरू काम गर्न चाहन्छु र?
I remember when I was a new Christian.
म नयाँ क्रिश्चियन भएको बेला मलाई याद छ.
I didn't want to do anything else.
म अरू केही पनि गर्न चाहन्न थिएँ.
That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to study the Bible. I wanted to go talk to my old friends about Jesus. That's all I wanted to do.
म यति गर्न चाहन्थे, मेरो साथीहरुका जान र येशूको कुरा गर्न र बाइबल अध्ययन गर्न चाहन्थे, मैले त्यही गर्न चाहन्थे.
And I went out to this retirement home where these old men were.
म चाहिँ यो वृद्धलाई राख्ने घरमा पनि गए.
A carpenter's home. It was where carpenters retire.
यो चाहिँ त्यो सिकर्मीको घर थियो, सिकर्मी त्यो बुढा भएको सिकर्मी.
My granddaddy had died there.
मेरो हजुरबुवाको मृत्यु त्यही भएको थियो.
And the one that liked to give gravy.
अनि त्यो,
well, forget that. And he died there, so I went out there. I thought they would like to hear about Jesus.
मेरो हजुरबुवा त्यहाँ बित्नु भएको थियो, त्यसैले मैले सोचे उनीहरूले येशूको बारेमा सुन्ने छन्.
I will tell them that my granddaddy died out here and they will be very interested.
मैले सोचे म भन्ने छु मेरो हजुरबुवाको यही मृत्यु भएको, त्यसपछि उनीहरू एकदम उत्साहित हुनेछन् सुन्न.
But they weren't.
Not उनीहरू थिएन त्यसमा.
But I wanted to preach to them.
तर म उनीहरूलाई प्रचार गर्न चाहन्थे.
And I was working as a printer like Pastor Sullivan also worked.
Pastor Sullivan jastai ma pani printing kaam gardathe.
And I did a good job.
Maile ramro kaam gardathe.
And I was a faithful worker.
Ma chai euta bishwasyogya kaamdar thie.
But my mind was just always on the things of Christ and the word of God.
Tara mero hriday jaile pani Christ ka kura haru parmeshwar ka bachan haru tarfa lagirahanthyo.
Why should I want to do anything else?
Ma aru kaam kina garna chahanchu ra?
You have many obligations.
तपाईको थुप्रै त्यहाँ रोक्ने कुराहरु छन्.
And if you're a husband, you must support your family.
तपाई एउटा पति हो भने तपाईको आफ्नो परिवारलाई तपाईले हेर्नु पर्छ.
But this ought to be the thing we really love.
तर हामी साच्चै प्रेम गर्ने कुरा चाहिँ यो हुनु पर्छ.
Church is the pillar of the truth.
मण्डली सत्यको खाबो हो.
Pillar of the truth. What's our message? Look at verse 16.
16 पदमा हाम्रो यहाँ सन्देश के छ?
The message.
यहाँको सन्देश.
The main message.
मुख्य सन्देश.
Well, it's right here.
यो यही छ.
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
सोर पदनी यसमा विवाद छैन. भक्तिको रहस्य महान छ. परमेश्वर शरीरमा प्रकट हुनुभयो, आत्मामा धर्मी ठहरिनुभयो, स्वर्गदूतहरूद्वारा देखिनुभयो, अन्य जातिहरूका प्रचारिनुभयो, संसारमा विश्वास गरिनुभयो, महिमामा माथि लगिनुभयो. भक्तिको रहस्य.
Mystery is a revelation.
रहस्य भनेको चाहिँ प्रकाश हो.
It's not something we don't understand.
हामीले यो बुझ्न नसक्ने कुरा होइन यो.
That's how we use that word in English today. It's mysterious. Mystery.
कतिलाई इङ्ग्लिस शब्द त्यस्तै छ, रहस्य.
I don't understand this mystery.
म बुझ्न सक्दिनँ त्यो रहस्य.
No, in the Bible it's revelation. God has revealed these things.
तर बाइबलमा चाहिँ रहस्य भनेको परमेश्वरको प्रकाश हो. उहाँले यी कुराहरू प्रकाश गर्नुभएको
छ. The Old Testament was not revealed, but now it is revealed.
पुरानो नियममा यो प्रकाश गरिएको थिएन तर अब त यो प्रकाश गरिएको छ.
And the heart and soul of the revelation of God for all times is that God was manifest in the flesh.
अनि परमेश्वरको पूरै समय भरेको परमेश्वरको हृदय चाहिँ यो हो कि उहाँ चाहिँ शरीरमा प्रकट हुनुभयो.
God
परमेश्वर
God was manifest in the flesh.
परमेश्वर शरीरमा प्रकट हुनुभयो.
The heart and soul of the message of God to the whole creation is that.
पूरै सृष्टिको निम्ति परमेश्वरको सन्देशको हृदय चाहिँ यो हो.
The heart and soul of God's plan for all ages is that.
हरेक युगहरुको निम्ति परमेश्वरको हृदय र प्राण यही नै हो.
The heart and soul of God's plan is that Christ will be the head of the new creation.
अनि यो सबै नयाँ सृष्टिको हृदय ख्रीष्टको हृदय यही नै हो.
Ephesians 1:11. Yes, but how did Christ come to be the head of a new creation?
तर यो नयाँ सृष्टिको शिर हुन ख्रीष्ट कसरी आउनुभयो?
God was manifest in the flesh.
परमेश्वर शरीरमा प्रकट हुनुभयो.
God.
परमेश्वर.
God loved us.
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुभयो.
That living God of the church.
मण्डलीको ती जीवित परमेश्वर.
He loved us.
उहाँले हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुभयो.
Us meaning the whole lost world.
हामी भन्नाले सबै हराएको संसार.
And he wanted to save us.
अनि उहाँले हामीलाई बचाउन चाहनुभयो.
And he came to us.
अनि उहाँ हामी कहाँ आउनुभयो.
And he revealed himself to us.
अनि उहाँले
the invisible God revealed himself to us.
अनि अदृश्य परमेश्वरले हामी कहाँ आफैलाई प्रकट गर्नुभयो.
Born of a virgin.
एउटा कन्याद्वारा.
Of a woman but not of a man.
एउटा स्त्रीबाट तर पुरुषबाट होइन.
So that he is a man but he's a sinless man.
हो उहाँ मानिस हुनुहुन्छ तर उहाँ पापरहित मानिस हुनुहुन्छ.
He is God man.
उहाँ परमेश्वर मानिस हुनुहुन्छ.
God manifest in the flesh.
परमेश्वर शरीरमा प्रकट हुनुभयो.
He's not an angel.
उहाँ स्वर्गदूत होइन.
Hebrews 2:16 says he didn't come born of an angel.
हिब्रू 2:16 बताउँछ उहाँ स्वर्गदूत बताउनु भएन.
No. He became a man.
होइन उहाँ चाहिँ मानिस बन्नुभयो.
That he might save men.
ताकि उहाँले मानिसलाई बचाउन
सक्नु. He was a little baby.
उहाँ एउटा सानो बालक हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
Grew up into a man.
अनि एउटा पुरुष भएर बढ्नुभयो.
And today he is a man.
अनि आज उहाँ एउटा मानिस.
But he's God.
तर उहाँ परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
God manifest in the flesh but without sin.
परमेश्वर शरीरमा प्रकट हुनुभयो तर पाप रहित
अवस्थामा.
यो बुझ्न हामीलाई गाह्रो छ.
Because when we think of man, we think of sin.
जब हामी मानिसको बारेमा सोच्छौ हामी पाप सोच्दछौ.
Yes, but here's a man with no sin.
तर यहाँ एकजना मानिस हुनुहुन्छ जसमा पाप छैन.
The man that God desires, that pleases God.
ती मानिस जसले परमेश्वरलाई प्रसन्न तुल्याउनु भयो.
The man, the one that the Father said, "Here's my beloved son." In whom I'm well pleased.
यी मानिस जसको विषयमा पिताले भन्नुभयो यिनी मेरा प्रिय पुत्र हुन् जससँग म अत्यन्त प्रसन्न छु. ती मानिस.
The second Adam, the last Adam, the last Adam.
अन्तिम आदम.
He's God's man.
उहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वरको जन हुनुहुन्छ.
And he's God the man.
तर उहाँ परमेश्वर मानिस.
He's the eternal son in the flesh.
उहाँ चाहिँ शरीरमा अनन्त पुत्र
हुनुहुन्छ. He made all things, John said, but he came and became flesh.
उहाँले सबै कुरा बनाउनु भयो योन्नाले बताउँछन् तर उहाँ शरीर
हुनुभयो.
उहाँ चाहिँ आत्मामा धर्मी ठहरिनु भयो.
The spirit of God, he was born of the spirit, he was ordained of the spirit, he did everything by the spirit.
आत्मद्वारा उहाँ आत्मद्वारा जन्मिनु भयो, आत्मद्वारा नियुक्त गरिनु भयो अनि आत्मद्वारा सबै काम गर्नुभयो.
He was seen of angels.
उहाँ स्वर्गदूतहरूद्वारा देखिनु भयो.
I want to see some angels.
म केही स्वर्गदूतहरू देख्न चाहन्छु.
I really do. I want to see some angels.
म साँच्चै केही स्वर्गदूतहरू देख्न चाहन्छु.
And I will.
अनि म देख्नेछु.
Not talking about I want an angel right now.
या भाइको स्वर्गदूतको कुरा गरेको होइन.
That would be frightful.
त्यो चाहिँ डर लाग्दैन थियो.
But in Christ's kingdom we will see angels. They will not be visible anymore.
तर ख्रीष्टको राज्यमा हामी स्वर्गदूतलाई देख्ने छौ उनीहरू अदृश्य हुने छैनन्
त्यसपछि. The glorified saints will be there. The glorified Christ will be there. The angels will be visible.
महिमित विश्वासीहरू त्यहाँ आउनेछन्. महिमित ख्रीष्ट त्यहाँ आउनुहुनेछ अनि स्वर्गदूतहरू त्यहाँ दृश्यमान
हुनेछन्. Interesting.
उनीहरू रोचक.
They have names.
उनीहरूको नामहरू छ.
And interesting. But Jesus was seen of angels.
रोचक कुराहरू छन् तर येशू चाहिँ स्वर्गदूतद्वारा देखिनु.
Jesus made the angels.
यीशुले नै स्वर्गदूतहरू
बनाउनु भयो. Every one of them, they're his servants.
उहाँले हरेकलाई चिन्नुहुन्छ, उनीहरूको उहाँको दासहरू हुन् उनीहरू.
When Jesus speaks, they go.
उनी जब यसरी बोल्नुहुन्छ उनीहरूले तुरन्त गर्छन्. तुरन्तै.
Whatever he says, immediately.
जे भन्नुभए पनि उनीहरू गइसक्छन्.
And they're very fast.
एकदम छिटो छन्.
Angels.
स्वर्गदूतहरू.
God's ministers.
उनीहरू परमेश्वरका सेवकहरू.
And they, of course, saw Jesus.
अथवा उनीहरूले यीशुलाई देखे.
And we see them in the Gospels many times.
अनि हामी उनीहरूलाई सुसमाचारमा देख्छौँ धेरै पटक.
We see him singing there or proclaiming there his birth.
क्रिस्टको जन्म हुँदा त्यहाँ घोषणा गरिरहेका थिए, गाइरहेका थिए.
We see them helping him in the Gethsemane.
अनि गेत्सेमनीमा यीशुलाई सहायता गरिरहेका थिए.
We see him, Jesus talking about them before Pilate.
पिलातसको सामु यीशुले उनीहरूको बारेमा कुरा
गर्नुभयो. He said, "Don't you know that I could go?" These legions of angels.
यीशुले भन्नु के तिमीलाई थाहा छैन म यो स्वर्गदूतहरूको एउटा सिपाही नै म बोलाउन सक्छु पल्टन नै.
Scene of angels.
स्वर्गदूतहरूद्वारा देखिनु
भयो. Preached into the Gentiles.
अन्य जातिहरूका प्रचारिनु भयो.
That's still going on today.
त्यो चाहिँ आज पनि भइरहेको छ.
It went on and it was preached to Samaria and then to the nation after nation after nation.
यो हुँदैछ सामरियाबाट सुरु गरेर अर्को जाति अर्को जाति अनि अर्को जाति.
And it still is being preached.
अनि त्यो आज पनि प्रचारिदैछ.
This is a nation.
एउटा राष्ट्र हो जाति.
Gentiles, we are Gentiles.
अन्य जातिहरु हामीहरु अन्य जाति.
Gentiles, we're not a part of Jacob, Isaac, Israel.
अन्य जातिहरु हौ हामी इजरायल अब्राहम इसाकको हिस्सा
होइनौ. Gentiles, we're not part of those beautiful covenants.
हामी ती सुन्दर करारहरुको हिस्सा होइनौ हामी अन्य जातिहरु हौ.
We're Gentiles, we're idol worshippers. We don't know God.
हामी अन्य जातिहरु हौ मूर्ति पूजकहरु हौ परमेश्वरलाई जान्दैनथ्यौ.
People without the true God, that's a Gentile.
हामी ती मानिसहरु हौ जससँग सत्यता थिएन परमेश्वरको.
People outside of Israel.
यी मानिसहरू चाहिँ इस्रायलबाट बाहिरका.
Yes, but God loves the Gentiles.
ओ तर परमेश्वरले अन्य जातिहरूलाई
पनि गर्नुहुन्छ. Everyone of us in this room this afternoon are Gentiles.
यो कोठामा भएको हरेक नै अन्य जातिहरू हुन्.
I wish we had some Jews, but there's no Jews here.
यहाँ केही यहुदीहरू भएको भए हुन्थ्यो तर छैन नि
यहुदीहरू. Jews are interesting people.
यहुदीहरू रोचक मानिसहरू.
They're not Gentiles.
उनीहरू अन्य
जातिहरू होइनन्. But they need to get saved too.
तर उनीहरूले पनि मुक्ति पाउनु परेको छ.
God loves Gentiles.
परमेश्वर अन्य जातिहरूलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
Time's very late.
समय धेरै कम छ.
This business has been going on for 2000 years.
यो काम 2000 वर्षदेखि चलिरहेको छ.
2000
वर्षदेखि.
How merciful God is.
परमेश्वर कति कृपालु हुनुहुन्छ.
Why is he waiting?
किन म पर्खिरहनु भएको छ?
He said I'm coming quickly.
उहाँले भन्नु भएको छ म छिटै आउँदैछु.
Better be ready.
तयार भन्नु राम्रो हो.
Why is he come?
उहाँ आउनुहुनेछ किन आउनुहुन्छ? प्रेम.
He wants to save sinners. More sinners.
ma papiyaru ajha dherai papiyarlai bachauna chahanuncha.
He wants to save some more sinners.
ma ajha dherai papiyarlai bachauna
chahanuncha. He wanted the gospel to come to Nepal. That's sure.
ma Nepal ma susamachar aeko chahanunthyo nischay pani.
Gospel doesn't just come somewhere. God is always behind it.
Susamachar tetikai kamata aundaina. Parmeshwar jaile tesko pachadi hununcha.
God is there with his people and working in his people and it's God.
अनि परमेश्वर त्यहाँ हुनुहुन्छ आफ्नो जनहरूद्वारा जनहरू भित्र काम गर्दै.
Yeah, it's us, but it's God.
हो हामीहरू हौ तर परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ त्यहाँ.
So when the gospel came to Nepal, that's God.
त्यसैले जब नेपालमा सुसमाचार आयो यो परमेश्वर.
That's why you are saved if you're saved.
त्यसैले तपाईँ मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छ भने त्यही कारणले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको हो.
Because of God's great love. Because God was manifest in the flesh.
परमेश्वरको ठूलो कामको प्रेमको कारणले किनभने परमेश्वर शरीरमा प्रकट हुनुभयो.
Believed on in the world.
संसारमा विश्वास गरिनु भयो.
Have you believed?
के तपाईले विश्वास गर्नु भएको छ?
The gospel is preached everywhere.
सुसमाचार चाहिँ त्यही प्रचार गरिएको छ.
But you must believe for yourself.
तर तपाईले आफ्नो निम्ति आफैले विश्वास गर्नुपर्छ.
The gospel will not help you unless you believe.
तपाईले विश्वास नगरेसम्म सुसमाचारले तपाईलाई सहायता गर्न सक्दैन.
Believed on in the world.
संसारमा विश्वास गरिनु भयो.
That's the evidence that there is a living God that rose from the dead.
त्यो चाहिँ प्रमाण हो कि त्यहाँ परमेश्वर जिउँदो परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ जो मृत्युबाट जिउँदो हुनुभयो.
Look at the changed lives.
बदलिएको जीवनहरूलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
I think of a lady that's married.
Ekjana vivahita stri ko barema ma vichar gardaichu.
And her husband is not saved.
Uhako pati mukti paunu bhayeko chaina.
And her husband beats her.
Pati le uhalai irkaunchan.
Even so much that she has to go to the hospital.
Etti dherai ki hospital le janu paryo.
And I think of that lady.
Ani ती महिलाको बारेमा सोच्दछु.
Does she hate her husband?
कि उहाँले आफ्नो पतिलाई घृणा गर्नुहुन्छ.
He's so mean.
तर ऊ यति स्वार्थी छ.
But she doesn't hate him.
तर उनले त घृणा गर्नु भएको छैन.
She wants him to be saved.
उनले मुक्ति पाएको चाहनुहुन्छ.
She doesn't like to be hurt.
उसै चोट पाउनु त चाहनुहुन्न.
She's just a little person.
एउटा सानो व्यक्ति मात्र हो उहाँ त.
She doesn't like to be hurt.
उहाँ चोट पाउनु त चाहनुहुन्न.
Why doesn't she hate him? Why doesn't she run away from him? Why doesn't she kill him?
किन आफ्नो पतिलाई घृणा गरिरहनु भएको छैन? किन त्यहाँबाट भागिरहनु भएको छैन? किन आफ्नो पतिलाई हत्या गरिरहनु भएको छैन?
Come in there while he's sleeping. Get him.
अनि त्यहाँ ऊ निदाइरहेको बेला आउनु.
Happens.
त्यो हुन सक्छ.
No, she doesn't.
तर त्यो गर्नु भएन भने.
Why?
किन?
Jesus changed her.
किनभने येशूले ती महिलालाई बदल्नु
भयो. She has new heart.
उहाँसँग नयाँ हृदय छ.
She's not like many other wives.
ती महिला चाहिँ अरू पत्नीहरू जस्तो हुनुहुन्न.
What power, what evidence?
कस्तो सामर्थ्य, कस्तो प्रमाण?
That's not religion.
त्यो धर्म त होइन.
Religion will not give you that changed life, that love for your enemies.
धर्मले त त्यस्तो जीवन बदली गराउँदैन, शत्रुलाई प्रेम गर्ने.
Many of you know that lady.
तपाईहरुमध्ये धेरैले उहाँलाई चिन्नुहुन्छ.
No, religion will not do that.
होइन, धर्मले त्यस्तो गर्न सक्दैन.
The living Christ does that.
जिउँदो क्रिस्टले त्यो गर्नुहुन्छ.
What evidence?
कस्तो प्रमाण?
Believed on in the world.
संसारमा विश्वास गरिनु भयो.
Received up in the glory.
महिमामा माथि लगिनु भयो.
That's where Jesus is now.
येशु ख्रीष्ट त्यहाँ हुनुहुन्छ अहिले.
He's everywhere.
उहाँ जहीँ तहीँ हुनुहुन्छ.
He walks in the midst of the churches.
मण्डलीको बीचमा हिँडिरहनु भएको छ.
He's here.
उहाँ यहाँ हुनुहुन्छ.
No, he's here.
म जान्दछु उहाँ यहाँ हुनुहुन्छ.
But he's also in glory.
तर उहाँ महिमामा पनि हुनुहुन्छ.
Sitting at the right hand of the Father.
पिताको दाहिने हाततर्फ बसिरहनु भएको छ.
And he's coming.
अनि उहाँ आउँदै हुनुहुन्छ.
And this is the main message of the church, the pillar to lift up this great message.
अनि यो मण्डलीसँग हुनु पनि ठूलो सन्देश यही हो, सत्यलाई उचाल्नु खाँबोको रूपमा.
But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God.
तर म ढिलो भए भने परमेश्वरको घरमा, जो जीवित परमेश्वरको मण्डली हो, कसरी चल्नु पर्छ सो तिमीले जान.
Timothy said, I want you to learn how to behave yourself in God's house.
त्यसैले तिमोथीलाई भनिएको थियो, तिमीले मण्डलीको परमेश्वरको घरमा कसरी चल्नु पर्छ त्यो तिमीले जानेको म चाहन्छु.
God's house.
यो परमेश्वरको घर हो.
We live by God's rules.
हामी परमेश्वरको नियम अनुसार जिउँदछौं.
And that's why we do something simple like we don't talk when the preaching's going on.
त्यसैले त म यहाँ एउटा यो सामान्य कुरा गर्न चाहन्छु कि जब प्रचार भइरहेको छ हामी कुरा गर्दैनौ एकअर्कासँग.
We want to behave ourselves in the house of God.
हामी परमेश्वरको घरमा ठीकसँग चल्न चाहन्छौ.
We teach our children to sit still.
हाम्रो नानीहरू ज्ञानी भएर बसेको हामी सिकाउँछौ.
That takes work, but we want to do that work because we want to honor God.
त्यसैले परिश्रम पर्छ तर त्यो काम हामी गर्न चाहन्छौ किनभने हामी परमेश्वरलाई आदर गर्न चाहन्छौ.
But it's not just being quiet in the service.
तर खाली यहाँ संगतिमा शान्त भएर बस्ने
मात्र होइन. And having good order.
अनि सबै क्रम र
शिष्टाचारको पालन गर्न. And preaching on time and all such things.
प्रचारकहरू सबै ठीक ठाउँमा समय भएको कुराहरू होइन.
No, here this is the rule of the church.
होइन, के अरे मण्डलीको नियम चाहिँ यो हो.
We want to learn his ways from his rule book.
अनि उहाँको नियम पुस्तिकाबाट उहाँको नियमहरू तरिकाहरू हामी
सिक्छौँ. Soon we'll be in Christ's kingdom if we're saved.
अनि हामीहरू मुक्ति पाएका छौँ भने ख्रिस्टको राज्यमा
हुनेछौँ.
अनि पाप त्यहाँ हुनेछ.
This life is like that.
छिटै.
Soon we'll, if you're saved, you'll be in Christ's kingdom. You'll see his glory.
छिटै तपाईँ त्यहाँ हुनुहुनेछ नि. तपाईँ मुक्ति पाएको हो भने उहाँको महिमा
देख्नुहुन्छ. You will be raised in glory. You'll be a part of that glory.
तपाईँ महिमामा तपाईँ जीवित पारिनु हुनेछ. तपाईँ त्यो महिमाको एउटा भाग हुनुहुनेछ.
And then the whole world will live according to his rules.
अनि सारा संसार उहाँको नियम अनुसार जिउनेछ.
And the governors will go and Christ appointed governors will rule every part of the world.
अनि ख्रीष्टले नियुक्त गर्नुभएको शासकहरू गएर संसारको हरेक ठाउँमा राज्य गर्नेछन्.
Yeah, and according to God's rules.
अनि हो, उनीहरूले परमेश्वरको नियम अनुसार
राज्य गर्नेछन्. That hasn't come yet.
त्यो अहिलेसम्म आइसकेको छैन.
But now we are the house of God.
तर अहिलेलाई हामी परमेश्वरको घर हो.
And now we're learning God's ways.
अनि अहिले हामी परमेश्वरको तरिकाहरू सिक्दै छौँ.
And God has promised to reward us for obeying his ways in this present life.
अनि परमेश्वरको कुराहरू पालन गरे भने यस वर्तमान समयमा उहाँले हामीलाई इनामहरूको प्रति गर्नुभएको.
And it will depend on our position with him.
अनि यसले चाहिँ उहाँसँग हाम्रो ओहदालाई फरक पार्नेछ.
Revelation 2, and if we're the overcomer, we'll rule with him. We'll sit in his throne, meaning we will rule with him.
हामी प्रकाशको पुस्तकले बताउँदछ हामीहरू जय पाउनेहरू हौ भने हामी उहाँको सिंहासनमा बसेर अर्थात उहाँसँगै राज्य
गर्नेछौं if we honor him and obey him in this present life
यदि हामी जय पाउनेहरू हौ भने यदि हामी उहाँलाई आदर गर्छौं भने अहिले वर्तमान जीवनमा
now we learn God's ways
अहिले हामी परमेश्वरको मार्गहरू सिक्छौं
that's wonderful
अहिले यो सुन्दर कुरा हो
all of the ways I had before I was unsaved were foolish
अनि मुक्ति पाउनु भन्दा अगाडि हामीहरू मूर्खहरू थियौं
they were all foolish
उनीहरू सबै मूर्खहरू
थिए oh God's ways are wonderful.
तर परमेश्वरको तरिकाहरू त सुन्दर छन्.
They are wonderful.
उनीहरू उद्देकको
They're right.
उनीहरू ठीक छन्.
They're good.
उनीहरू असल छन्.
They're wonderful.
यी सुन्दर कुराहरू.
They will protect you from the devil.
यी कुराले तपाईलाई शैतानबाट रक्षा गर्नेछ.
From sin.
पापबाट रक्षा गर्नेछ.
They will make you pleasing to God.
अनि परमेश्वरको सामु प्रसन्नताको विषय बनाउनेछ
तपाईलाई. They will make you fruitful for Christ.
अनि यी कुराले तपाईलाई ख्रीष्टको निम्ति फलदायी बनाउनेछन्.
This is the rule book for the church.
मण्डलीको लागि नियम पुस्तिका यही हो.
Truth the church is all about truth.
सत्य मण्डली भनेको पूरै सत्यको बारेमा.
The ground of the truth.
सत्यको जग.
The pillar of the truth.
सत्यको खाँबो.
You ready to preach the truth?
के तपाईं सत्य प्रचार गर्न तयार हुनुहुन्छ?
You're an ambassador for Christ.
तपाईंहरू ख्रीष्टको राजदूतहरू हुनुहुन्छ.
There's some work to do.
त्यहाँ गर्नुपर्ने केही
काम छ. But it is very good work.
तर यो अति नै असल काम हो.
It's not oh I have to do that work for the Lord.
यो चाहिँ मैले यो गर्नै पर्यो प्रभुको लागि होइन
होइन
यो त मैले गर्न पाएको छु प्रभुको लागि यो काम
The greatest work in the world I get to do that.
संसारकै सबभन्दा ठूलो काम मैले गर्न
पाएको छु. I get to have a part in that.
अनि त्यो काममा मेरो सहभागिता हुन पाएको छु.
The church is glorious.
मण्डली महिमित छ.
The church is God's great plan.
मण्डली परमेश्वरको ठूलो योजना हो.
It's the most important business on the earth.
पूरै संसारमा सबभन्दा महत्त्वपूर्ण
काम यही हो. By far.
अति नै महत्त्वपूर्ण.
This is really, really big thing.
यो चाहिँ वास्तवमा अति नै ठूलो कुरा हो.
Are you ready?
के तपाईं तयार हुनुहुन्छ?
Let's pray.
प्रार्थना गरौँ.